They have forgotten my story. My story. My story. In their memory, I'm a bitter creature, peeping through the reeds at the water's edge, seeking vengeance for my abduction, tempting young men into the depths.
The first memories most young people have of Princess Fle is their mom telling them not to go swim there, you know, because of the history that of the story of the princess taking young men.
So far as I know the myth, I knew there was this woman lived in the Fle. And also there was once there was like a dragon living in the Fle or something.
There was a mermaid, eh? She was a mermaid, wasn't she?
No, I wouldn't go as far as that.
She lived in the cave opposite the mountain, the opposite the Fle. She was in a cave.
The legend of Princess Fle has stood the test of time. It has been passed on from one generation to the next, often with an embellishment or two. The legend is the thread pulling together the community living around the Fle as they try to stop a proposed mall development, which has been on the cards for over a decade.
It holds very important Khoisan cultural significance in that the legend has it that the Khoisan princess was abducted, violated at the Fle, and still till today, the community believes very sincerely that as a vengeance for that violation, the Fle takes a male person every year.
Philip Bam is the leader of the Princess Fle Forum, a community-born initiative to stop the construction of a shopping mall on the Princess Fle wetland near Cape Town. The turf war over the Fle has seen the Princess Fle Forum lay charges of fraud against individuals involved in the proposed shopping mall development. The charges are being investigated. Despite the independent high-level probe, the mall development is still on the cards. Calvin Cochrane is an environmentalist and is using his green fingers to revive the princess to her heyday in a project called Dressing the Princess. In order to stall the mall development, he's planting milkwood trees.
For them to remove a milkwood on Princess Fle or any area, and they need to get a permit, and we need to bear in mind that we got 100 milkwoods there. So they need to get a permit for each milkwood. So that is going to be a major problem. And that is the way we protest, not by throwing stones and bricks in it, by planting up and repairing our spaces.
I have been given a new dress, made up of milkwood trees and fynbos and all the green plants that make me beautiful again. The children have come back too, playing and laughing, their bare feet dancing on my back as I bask in the sun and the exuberance of the youth.
Cochrane explains that the Fle has a cultural significance here because under apartheid, many people were denied access to places, including many green spaces, which were reserved for white people.
It's been a space that's been a part of people from, or let's say people of colour, for the last 100 years. Because if you look at a Princess Fle and you look at the eastern shoreline, in the time of apartheid, people called it Claremont Beach. So the reason why they did it is because they couldn't go to the beaches. So Princess Fle is very special to the masses. All right? And you have baptisms there. The black people have been baptizing people for the last 50, 60 years. People have been brying there. People have been drinking there. People have been having music there. So it's a cultural thing.
Cecilia Johnson is 88 years old and has been living in a house opposite the Flay for most of her life.
I was still young, we always used to go sit by the Flay.
She and her husband raised their six children here. She is an active opponent to the proposed development. One day, years ago, she wrote a poem after a picnic with her family on the Flay. It is handwritten, like all her poems.
My haven of refuge I found, where the carp and the trout abound, where the weeping willows softly sway. This, dear reader, is Princess Flay. Constantia Burgh surrounds it as if in warm embrace, and smiles into the water at the image of her face. Luscious green fields, children at play. This, dear reader, is Princess Flay. Birds sing merrily in the trees, swayed by the cool southeaster breeze. The majestic pelicans is a wondrous sight as they sail upon the water or take to sudden flight. The setting sun now touches the glade with heavenly light, and soon the Flay's inmates will settle for the night. Reluctantly I take my leave of my beautiful oasis as she folds her in a royal cloak and sleeps, the princess. That's it.
The future of Princess Flay has not been decided yet. Residents near the Flay say they are happy to do their shopping elsewhere to their beloved princess.
There's something else coming this way. It's different from the last time. I'm not sure what it could be.
Cashier number two, please. For Deutsche Welle, I am Linda Daniels in Cape Town, South Africa.